IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
As you know, we're keeping a very close eye on what is happening in Mozambique, and we wanted to get an update on the Mozambique insurgency. Willem Els is a senior training coordinator on terrorism and explosives at the Transitional Threats and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies. He joins us this morning. Once again, Willem Els, thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning to you. If you guys can just up the sound a little bit, I couldn't hear your question.
My only question was, how are you this morning?
Okay, I'm doing very well. It's still not very good, the sound, but we can continue.
All right, so we can hear you very, very clearly. What is the latest situation in Mozambique?
Okay, yeah, Mozambique has been with us, or Cabo Delgado has been with us mm-hmm. since 2017, and we saw that the deployment of the SADC forces as well as the Rwandan forces managed to curb whatever happened there with the insurgency. Even though they were severely under stress, under-resourced, etc., they made some impact. And we saw that this weekend there was a meeting of the ministers of SADC in order to discuss the deployment of our forces in Cabo Delgado for the foreseeable future, because you know that at the 15th of April, the mandate actually stops, and then they have to start with a de-escalation of what is happening there. So these ministers they met this weekend in preparation for the chiefs of the Troika, presidents that are going to meet as part of the Troika that is going to decide on what to do next. So, there's a lot of developments on that side. On the front in Cabo Delgado itself, we see that even though the attacks have been curbed, there's still some attacks. There's still some people. We see that since the beginning of the year, some 24,000 IDPs just fled from one area there. So it is far from being stabilized. And your challenge with that is that we know that Total has mentioned, and they actually committed, that they will fully come back and they will restore their operations once there is lasting peace and there is stability in the region. And that is not what is on the ground at the moment.
So at least there is focus on this, which is very important. At least there's a focus. At least there's a focus on this problem, rather than pretending it doesn't exist.
That is correct. What is very promising is, in the beginning there was just one dimensional approach of a military approach to curb it, etc. That has worked to some extent, but we also maintained that you cannot just go and solve these problems with a one dimensional approach. You have to look at the drivers of why the people are unhappy, why the people are angry, why the insurgency is there. And we can see now with the de-escalation plan, they are starting to look at the social development of the people, to look after IDPs, to address these challenges, to look at the rebuilding of the people, and also to provide them with a livelihood in terms of jobs, short-term job creation, and to assist them to get back on their feet. So that is good, but the challenge with that is it is difficult to roll out these type of projects if you don't have stability in the region. So, we also see that South Africa has now committed far more troops on the ground and resources than previously. We saw previously they only committed your special forces that had to double up and start and attempted to perform all the functions of the other disciplines that are needed to curb the situation. We see that Tusai of Bloemfontein has been deployed. We see and some other contingent of your special forces, your Parabat battalion has been deployed, etc. So now we have a much more balanced deployment of the South African forces on the ground in order to bring about stability. But We are afraid that, if you look at the rule of thumb of 10-1, that is still far off the target that we need to deploy in order to effectively curb the situation.
Mm. And let's hope that that this will prevail, that sense will prevail. William Els, Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism and Explosives at the Transnational Threat and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies, ISS, talking to us and giving us an update with regard to the Mozambique insurgency.